Hello everyone. It is 4:31 p.m. Eastern on the 30th of August. This is Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. We are going to do a long clip for about the next 10 or 15 minutes. And if you guys don't like the clip or whatever, just fast forward it and then I'll get back to some more of the Meyer information. I think we're right on the brink of this fall, the United States falling apart in a civil war. And I just wanted to kind of get this information out. I've been trying to get this kind of information out for a little bit of a while. Last program, we spent about 2 hours on the spiritual teaching and the might of thoughts. So I guess it's a pendulum that swings back and forth, and I appreciate everyone's patience. But here we go. I think we're going to see pandemonium after the election this fall. Here we go.
And to drag it out, to hurt the economy and hold the nation hostage, and that they hope the military will remove Trump. Then they tell Milley and others, we will arrest you if you don't aid us when this happens. So a Soviet-style threat. And Milley sends a letter out saying that is not our role. This is illegal. And I can't believe you've even asked us if we would aid you in doing this. So the U.S. military did the right thing and said, though, publicly, we are not going to aid you in removing the president during an election. That's handled by the Supreme Court. That's handled by the process, not by the military. No kidding. We are not Venezuela. We are not North Korea. We are not Communist China. So the Democrats, out of options, knowing they're losing in all of this trouble, pulling their hair out, start going on national TV 3 months ago. It was in the CFR a year ago, and saying, we're going to remove the Trump campaign through COG. Remember, Pelosi went on TV just about 5 weeks ago and said, oh, I had a meeting with the COG, Continuity of Government, that's the Pentagon, in case we're hit by nuclear weapons or an asteroid, and we're going to remove him one way or another. He'll be fumigated. He's on his way out. And I'd seen that in CFR documents 14 months ago. So then I was like, okay, they're going ahead with the plan. They're now promoting it. And then it built to this crescendo. 66 days out from the election yesterday, 65 today, we're live on Saturday, just tuned in, and the Pentagon said, we are not going to be part of this. This is not our role, it's not our job, this is outrageous. So if you're tuned in right now, your patriotic duty, your own self-preservation duty, your own common sense duty is that you take the live link we just put on screen, and I'll read it out for radio listeners. And audio listeners, breaking news alert, Pentagon exposes dim coup plot against Trump. Meanwhile, blue states announce COVID-19 checkpoints and forced testing. Watch now and spread the live link. Go to newswars.com. Go to infowars.com. Get the links. Email them. Text message them. Call people. Send them there. Put it on Facebook. Put it on Twitter. This is everything we've said now being manifest in front of you at the highest levels and the Pentagon after being threatened with being put in jail if they don't aid the coup, saying, no, this is illegal. And now it's in the news. Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, is being criticized because they're saying he's Trump's man, he won't remove Trump, when that's not the military's job, unless we are YouTube Brutus with the fall of the Roman Republic when they start stabbing Julius Caesar. The military follows executive action from the president or from the governors in their locale. And Congress, if they don't like it, has a check on it of the purse. And the president shouldn't be using the military in an election. That's the courts. courts arbitrate, the executive arbitrates, the legislative arbitrates. That's the Constitution. I'm going to read you General Milley's letter here. But do you understand that last night I went home at like 8 o'clock and I told my wife, do we have any champagne? And she said, no, we're not drinking, remember? And I said, you're right. I said, let's go get in the hot tub and let's celebrate. She said, let me put our three-year-old daughter to bed. And I did celebrate last night. Because this is so big, ladies and gentlemen. It's everything we warned of when it was at the embryonic CFR globalist level. Then they were dumb enough to still launch it, even though we were there being criticized. What's this loon? Jones keeps warning. It's the same show every day. They're trying to get the military to overthrow Trump. Because I know from military sources, not just what the CFR is saying. And by the way, this has had the effect of taking the military that's been apolitical in most cases and really just trying to have a clear head and absolutely radicalize them. I mean, hearing the UN's going to run the police, the Democrats propose, hearing the country shouldn't exist, and then having Democrats come in and give them briefings. And a lot of people they work with in intelligence agencies who are globalists coming to them and canvassing them and going through canvassing, for those that don't know, is finding out who you're going to vote for. Well, it's the same thing. Finding out, hey, we're going to overthrow Trump. Are you going to be part of that? So they can make a list of who's going to join them, but also who they got to go after. And I can tell you the military, 99% told them, hell no. We got a few of the traitors, though, here who publicly, two colonels that are deep state Democrats who have been the main point people who we now know are running a secret department that Obama is still in control of, and they still hail him as the president and are taking orders from him. Now, I told you for a long time about these embedded groups, these stay-behind networks. I didn't just pull that out of my rear end. We actually know who's running the operations, and I'm going to show you. And these are junior people. They can't even get high ups to be part of it. But the junior people have big tech, all the big legacy media, Hollywood, the blue cities and blue states, and the different terrorist mafias they control. Chi-Com mafias, MS-13, the list goes on and on. So that's what's happening here. And America is surrounded by these wolves, surrounded by all these terrorists. And it's a very, very... very, very serious moment. So if you're tuning in saying, okay, this is very interesting, very informative, but what's the point? What's the point is that real knowledge about how the world works is complex, and you need to know all of it. But here's the bottom line. The Democrats were planning a coup in secret against Trump where they just kill him. They just grab him and kill him. And they were trying to get military units that would actually be part of this. And I'm sitting there hearing about it from the military, then seeing the Democrats try it in white papers, and then externalizing it on the national news, absolutely knowing this is their big move, their big attack. They've got some other ones as well I'll tell you about in a moment. Then I watch it go mainstream the last month. The Democrats go mainstream, and the New York Times had admit they're going to have states secede and that they're going to take Trump out. And they're going to plunge the economy and hold it hostage till we do this. And, I mean, this is like a bank robber with the gun to the head of the clerk saying, I'll blow our brains out if you don't open the safe. I mean, this is open and shut. They're done. They're treasonous. They're criminals. They're enemy combatants. I mean, they are absolutely publicly saying we're terrorists. I mean, it's they're doing it out in the open to try to get the country, who is now used to, if I'm in the blue, I wear a mask. I support the end of the economy. I support no borders. I support killing police. I support blowing up police stations. I support burning down people's houses. I support killing old people in COVID nursing centers. I mean, they've got their followers trained to do absolutely anything. When the establishment snaps their fingers and tells them how to jump, they do it. And so then to have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs come out in a public letter sent to the Associated Press, because that's the official mouthpiece of the U.S. government, and say, this is illegal, it's unlawful, we're not going to be part of it, is a total repudiation. Because they could have privately told these people, we're not going to do it. But when, this is the key, folks, when the deep state threatened Millie with arrest. See, first they threatened him a bunch a month and a half ago and said, you shouldn't have gone to the church with Trump. The military shouldn't be involved. And he went, oh, yeah, you're right. I don't want to be used politically. And I took that as weakness, and so did they. I said, okay, Millie's going sideways. And my sources in the Trump administration were like, oh. But then when they threatened Millie with arrest, I'm going to show you where they did, and the rest of the brass, they said, F you. Yeah, you finally found the balls. Or maybe you had them the whole time and we're just playing it cool. But the point is, you didn't just tell them privately, no. You went public, and that's what you're supposed to do in the face of traitors. We're going to win.
Okay, this is where we're at in the United States of America. We're watching the United States dissolve, fall apart, and it's gotten to the point where the military is now involved. So let me read just a little bit to remind us from Contact Report 215 what the Meyer information says about this. Yet the misery on Earth will continue as two terrible civil wars will break out in America, whereby one will follow the other. Afterwards, the United States of America will break apart and deadly hostility will prevail among her, which then leads to the division into five different countries, and it cannot be prevented that sectarian fanatics will play a dictatorial role. Well, that is kind of bad news, but maybe we won't actually get to the point where we're in the actual Civil War stage. I mean, let's hope, you know. You gotta kind of look, try to look on the positive side of these things, even though we've certainly had some very strange and intense occurrences. I don't think it's really dawned on the public yet how close we are to a civil war. That's one of the reasons why I've been talking about it in the program. And it does certainly relate to the Meyer prophecies very much. So anyway, folks, that's where we're at here. I want to read a little bit from 208, which is page 208 of the Might of Thoughts. And this is, hopefully, this will be something I can memorize. I think this is really good. Here it says, the more calm, peaceful, joyous, loving, free, and harmoniously equalized the human being becomes, the more comprehensive his or her potential for thought becomes. So there's great dividends in studying this spiritual material. If we become more harmonious, equalized, joyous, and peaceful, then our potential for thought also expands. And you know, this kind of goes along with the love and wisdom go together, and the creation and its laws are love and wisdom at the same time, which is something that's talked about in Contact Report 10 that Semyase told Billy during one of those meetings. Feelings. We've been talking a lot about feelings. We talked about feelings on the Revolution Radio show yesterday. And I had a very interesting discussion with Solon about feelings. Feelings grow out of the thoughts. The feelings are life-sustaining. Feelings enable a quick processing of internal and external stimuli. Feelings simplify things. So you got some real complicated issue. You're in intense discussion with someone else. And eventually you just get feelings. Feelings then simplify things rather than complicate things. I mean, thoughts can be very complicated. So what we need to do is And what it's something that automatically our consciousness does is it takes something very complicated with many different facets, and it simplifies it down to a feeling, and that makes life easier, makes life bearable. It allows our thoughts to discharge so that they don't get too hot. But the key here is to have neutral, positive, equalized feelings. Because then that positive, healthy energy gets to your psyche. And remember, the psyche controls, administers the material consciousness. And your feelings are the power that flows into the psyche, or the weakness that flows into the psyche. If you have anger, if you have anxiety, if you have doubt, and the feelings grow out of those thoughts, then you kind of poison your own psyche. So what you want to have is neutral, positive thoughts, and then the feelings manifest slowly, and they can be of a long duration, as opposed to emotions, which are usually very intense and very short. So if it were not for the feelings, the thoughts would become confused. Feelings are very important and very useful. So you shouldn't fight. You shouldn't eliminate your feelings. You may have to eliminate some emotions when emotions start jumping up and causing anger and depression and doubt. But the feelings are different. Feelings must never be forgotten nor disregarded. They have an existential, life-sustaining significance. They're very useful. They should not be stifled. They should not be abolished nor manipulated in a one-sided form. And feelings become kind of an automatic procedure for the process of handling environmental stimuli. So that's why if you're getting overstimulated from the environment, a lot of times negative feelings will pop up. And that's always a challenge. We want to keep our feelings in the neutral, positive range. Just had to pause the recording there a little bit. I had one of my dogs I'm watching really close because sometimes he scratches himself and he makes these big nasty marks on him, and we've got him all healed up real good. And sometimes he wears a little one of these cones of shame, the cone of shame, so he don't scratch himself, and the cone of shame is off right now, so I have to kind of watch him. It's very interesting that I started recording the programs this way so that I can pause them if something in the environment, and if the environmental stimuli is getting to where it's conflicting with the show, I can do that. So that's interesting. That, and that's not really something I consciously planned out, but it just seemed to work. So now we know that the feelings simplified things. They keep the thoughts from running too hot. They also keep the thoughts from becoming confused. They help make life bearable. So the thoughts, they need the opportunity to discharge their powers so that they don't become too excessive. And that's when they become too excessive, they can become confusing. So this discharging opportunity is the feelings, which are formed by the might of the thoughts. So the feelings grow out of the thoughts. The feelings are different than emotions. Emotions surge upward very quickly. and can be very dangerous. Remember the passage we studied many times, when tangled ideas confuse the thoughts and cause them to go from one extreme to another, which creates a misdirection of the thoughts, which triggers emotions that can lead to murder and manslaughter. So we don't want to end up in a situation where we've murdered somebody because our emotions were triggered. So this is how important this whole neutral positive thinking is. And, you know, there is, I like, there's a whole, it's called speaking to your consciousness. And you speak out loud. And you can say, I'm confident, I'm optimistic, I'm relaxed, I'm cheerful, I'm enthusiastic, I'm satisfied. Now, satisfaction is a very interesting thing, because if you have unsatisfaction, it can kill off all initiative in striving for that which is higher. So you do not want to have unsatisfaction. And sometimes unsatisfaction is real subtle. It's unsatisfaction is always just turning you down to the negative. Sometimes you have to really analyze your own thoughts to figure out what's going on. But unsatisfaction kills your motivation. So if you're in a situation where you're noticing, gosh, I'm just not motivated, you know, maybe you need to take a nap, maybe you need to eat something. But sometimes it's a little bit more than that. Maybe you have some thoughts, you know, where you're just unsatisfied. You're not quite content with things. And even if we're in a bad situation, we're supposed to be neutral positive all the time. That's the law of harmony. Remember the creational natural laws that we've kind of focused on: love, effective love, brotherly love, not romantic love. Romantic love is very unstable. It's not logical a lot of times. And love is the highest principle in all creation. And through it, everything exists in absolute logic. So we're dealing with an absolute logic. This is a very extreme logic which comes down from creation. And love is, the love of the creation is very, very logical. We may not understand it always. The other very important creational natural law is striving. And that means you're working, you're continually pushing forward. Striving gives you your sense of life. So that can be something else to look for too, if you don't feel so motivated. Have you squelched your own striving? Have you tried striving lately? Think about upping your striving if you're not really making real good progress on things. Striving is such a critical thing. Another thing that's very important is you have to fulfill your duty to yourself. That means no self-chastisement, no self-abuse, no feelings of inferiority. No bitterness. You be gentle to yourself. Don't flatter yourself either. Challenge your body and mind. Don't devote yourself to your passions, to your addictions, to your lust, to your violence. You want to dedicate yourself to the striving. And your striving will give you your sense of life. It's very important to focus on your striving. And that means you're not devoted to your passions. Because if you devote yourself to your addictions, you will feel like someone that's in a smoldering desert dying of thirst. And I think a lot of times when we're young, we devote ourselves more to our passions. And sometimes to addictions, if we really make mistakes, we can get following addictions, which could be drinking, could be sex, could be food. Food can be an addiction. We need to focus on striving. The greatest power of any vasen is devoted to the striving. Striving is again this second creational natural law. The third creational natural law is the law of harmony. And that means we need to be neutral, positive in our thinking all the time. Neutral, positive. You know, we're not negative. We're not overly positive either, because that can lead to being out of balance and negative things happening very much to us as well. I'm going to read a little bit from The Way to Live. The human being, whoever and whatever you are, constantly guard yourself against neglecting or even disregarding or disowning your best and truest and closest friend, thus namely yourself, with whom you are closest and always for all times. You are closest always yourself, your best friend. Therefore, never neglect yourself and esteem your own friendship to yourself. Be caring, open, and honest toward your inner friend, to yourself and to your own eye. Constantly concern yourself with never turning your back on yourself, and thus neither on your inner friend, who you certainly always need. Pay heed that this friend does not just turn away from you when you are in dire need of him or her. Therefore, be constantly on guard, because again and again in the life there arise situations and moments which quite especially require of you that you remain true to yourself and to your inner friend. There are situations and moments which quite especially bring the requirement that you do not abandon yourself, even when everyone else abandons you. These are the situations and moments in which your own dealings with yourself, your dealings with your own eye, are the only ones which you are still comforting, and the only valuable ones which not only hold you above the water, rather which enabled you to fight for life and for the continuation of life. So we are our own best friends. And one of the ways to be your own best friend is to continually strive. Because striving is what creates your sense of life. And if you've gotten to a point where you're not feeling like you have a very strong sense of life, then focus on your striving, which can be something as simple as cleaning out your garage, taking care of your pets, taking care of yourself. As is the case with the creation itself, every single vasen of any kind, from the very first breath to its very last, strives for that which is higher, for evolution and completion. Use that striving with system and order, and put your life in system and order with having a precise schedule so you can do things at the same time and be consistent. That will help also with a lot of other things. I hope you enjoyed the show. You've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Have a great day.